Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, good day. Dobro jutro. Hola. You've tuned into and you're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, but it will be archived. And if you want to hear any of my former shows, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. I love giving a voice to my passion. Please promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Let me remind you, if you want to change your life, change your thinking. And why do I keep repeating it? Because our mind only holds a thought for 8 seconds, and then it's gone. It is gone. You see, you are truly unique. You will never happen again. And let me remind you, darlings, life is not a dress rehearsal. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And you know, our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. I just want you to sit back, close your eyes, and hear my voice. You are, excuse me, you are where you are today by the choices you have made. And if you aren't happy with the choices that you've made, you have to change your thinking. And it's no blame. You simply cannot blame anyone for the choices that you made. You're empowered. You're the one. This is your life. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how is your life going? You see, this is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. And there's only one of you. Only one of you. But I digress. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers impact. Titanics shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. You're listening to Live with Kathy on the Air on Blog Talk Radio. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an iron worker. They're creative. You see, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge and to introduce you to ironworkers. And I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Hey, gals, this is for you, too. Earn while you learn. When I was putting together and introducing all of you to ironworkers, I have a disc out, and it's about 6 minutes long, and I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And if you want to know more about ironworkers, log on www.ironworkers.org. Hey, gals, if you don't want to ruin a manicure, look into it. They have an incredible program for male and female. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. Ah, wire art, sculpture, leatherworks original, and all hand-built. Made one at a time. And you will never ever see it reproduced. If you're interested, be sure and get in touch with Radio Diva. I have a new email. Are you ready for it? All right, I'll give you a minute to get a pencil and paper. Radio Diva 309 at gmail.com. Let me repeat that. Radio Diva 309 at gmail.com. Oh, and I love, before I go into the content of the show today, I love what Dwight Eisenhower said. I never dreamed that he was this so romantic. No man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And you guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one, she won't break your heart. And shall I remind you? Oh, this is a passion. I love my passion. I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. Live with Kathy. You are, did you know this, darling? You are one of a kind. Muhammad Ali, I never dreamed that he was so aware and so conscious of being the creator of his life, just as you are, and just as I am, and it's all by my choices. And I'm going to quote him again. He said, I know where I'm going, and I know the truth. I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want to be. So sit back, close your eyes, and let's just scan our life the way it is today. Are you living your life your way? Or are you bowing down to the gospel of someone else's life, living your life according to their dictates? Okay. Now here's the truth. I do hope that you're sitting down and your eyes are closed. You are magnificent. No matter what you have done or not done, no matter what you have said or not said, it doesn't change. The truth is that you are one of a kind. And it is because you are one of a kind that you are magnificent. Can you step into knowing that you're remarkable? Can you accept that you are unique and there's no one on the planet like you? Now is the time to shine your unique brilliance. Who are you? While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget who we are and what we're doing. Let's take time to really think about our life and enjoy the passage. Enjoy the journey, because this is not a dress rehearsal. Are you married? Do you have a family? Who rules your life? And you do know that our life is designed and created and constructed by our choices. And you're the only one. Choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Can you live in the now? Darlings, can you live in the now? Realize deeply that the present moment is all that you'll ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. I'm going to remind you again, our life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. So I'm going to challenge you again. On a scale of 1 to 10, how is your life going? Are you enjoying every moment? Because the moment is the only minute. It is what we have right now. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And it's 11:43 a.m. on June 10th. This is all that we have. In a minute, it will be gone. And we start a new description of our life. Now, what I'm going to do is offer you, darlings, The Elixir of Youth, my book, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, you will just absolutely love it. And for the first three people that call in or email me at RadioDiva309@gmail.com. The first three, I will send it to you free. You don't even have to pay postage. And let me tell you, no part of this book may be used or reproduced by any mechanical, photographic, or electronic process, or in the form of transmitted or otherwise be copied for public or private use without the permission of Kathy Watson, author. It's not intended to diagnose or to provide specific medical advice or to promote the sale of any project. It is sold with the understanding that the author, Kathy, Angels for Life, is not liable for the misconception or the misuse of information provided. Author Kathy and Ageless for Life, Inc. shall have neither liability nor responsibility to any person or entity with respect to any damage, injury, or loss caused or alleged to be caused directly or indirectly by the information contained in this book or the use of any products mentioned herein. Readers should not follow any of the suggestions discussed in this book without the consent of a medical doctor. This book is confidential and contains proprietary information belonging to Kathy Watson, Ageless for Life, Inc. Copyright 1992. Ah, The Heart of the Lion. Another thing. Another book, The Heart of the Lion, by John Buttrick with Kathy, by Journey to Africa in 1984. Amulets, Lions, and the Search for Truth. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. It's a mystical, romantic story embracing the spiritual and personal growth of two desperately searching for the true meaning of life. A fascinating component. While the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. You could get it from Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or exlibris.com. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. The Greatest of Journeys. Start with a Dream. This is book number 3. My chapter, along with other experts, disclose success secrets on achieving your ideal life. Experts who are willing to pursue their dreams, willing to tell their stories, their challenges to empower others like you. And my chapter, Aging with Style, The Passionate Warrior by Kathy Watson. Now, I invite you to join me with an open mind to embrace the new and eradicate old archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up and a prisoner forever living in the past. The form is changing. Ages 20 through 80 and beyond. A new era is emerging for ageless, aging with glamour, style, and vigor. You'll enjoy reading about a sizzling, sensational second half of life. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Mark Twain. Your life filled with energy. Fulfilling your life regardless of your age. Refire, not retire, the passion in your life. The Secrets Outline. My aim is to keep this book simple and make it fun. The Spring Chicken logo is sporting a big, sumptuous diamond on her left toe. Isn't she darling? With luxuriant feathers while holding the foaming goblet, ready to sip the Elixir of Youth potion. And in the background, on cloud 9, the crowing rooster, declaring, I love her, I love her. So we start out with the introduction, acknowledgement, and you ask. They're all secrets. Secret number 1. The measure of life. Ages 20 and 80 and beyond. By the way, there are no do-overs in life. This is not a dress rehearsal. So sit down quietly. And get a pencil and paper and write down what it is in your life that brings you joy. And then what happens in your life that brings sadness to you? And then there's my story. That's secret number two. Secret number three. First things first. Did you know that the first hour is the rudder of the day? Secret four. Architects of our form, getting into shape may be easier than you think. Five, face it. Do you really like what you see in the mirror? Straight talk about face agers. Six, stick out your tongue and say, ah. Facial and tongue stretch exercises. Seven, the skinny on skin. Caring for your skin is a gentle, simple process. Eight, save big bucks. Excuse me. Quick and easy formulas you whip up at home. Nine, your power of presence, stress busters, laugh your way to health. And chapter 10, the growing rooster, for men only. Contributing authors, How I Save Face, Bill Falloon, expert and CEO of Life Extension Foundation. Hey, I have for you a surprise alternative to fitness, Belly Dancing by Jalal. I raised my kids on chiropractic. I have a love affair with chiropractic on page 66. Do you have any idea how important it is to have financial empowerment, where you and your money matter? Kathleen Hudson, developer and CEO. And by Dr. Goldman, You Are How You Sleep. Dr. Goldman is the director of Sleep and Behavior Medicine Institute. And iron workers. What a noble profession. Ballet on Sabine. You know, yes, we are living longer, but not necessarily better. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. My proven methods and techniques help all ages, men, women, and ethnicities enjoy a quality of life that eludes many. I told you how to reach me. And the Elixir of Youth is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. At the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many that made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw those hardworking and overworked men and women struggling to survive and to keep their families together. In their 30s, they looked 50. What did they know or even care about slowing the aging process? But I knew I had an epiphany. That there had to be a way to grow older without growing old. My book, The Elixir, will teach you the proven, simple, hands-on methods and techniques I have spent decades developing, giving you the power and the tools that will literally transform your life. My mission is to share with you what keeps me healthy, energetic, and why I keep on keeping on. Lots an exciting journey lies ahead. Let's soar together. It's not difficult. And it's so much fun. Come on. Come play with me. I dare for you to be ageless for life. I've been fortunate to experience life on layman's terms with intelligent vision and futuristic insights. Throughout the book, I quote many experts, theologians, men and women who have achieved their goals. So to them, please, I'm not plagiarizing, not stealing your material. There are just too many of you to list. I salute and acknowledge your contribution to extending the quality of life to mankind. You ask, okay, Kathy, what sets The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, apart from all other books? Well, let me tell you. Ponce de Leon, move over. I have found the fountain of youth. It's not only my proven, powerful, easy-to-do methods, techniques, it's my personal journey. My recipe book for looking and feeling fabulous at any age. Secret number one. None of us. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hands, melting like a snowflake. No, we can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width, and our greatest freedom is that of choice. So, you're starting the second half of your life? With The Elixir, you'll discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Easy to learn methods and techniques, no costly equipment to purchase. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Let's begin this exciting journey with 20-something. Seeking and searching, life is yours to dare, you're bulletproof. Or at least you think you are. At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. Age 30. Twinkling and thriving, the form is changing. At age 30, you've reached cellular maturity. Cells don't reproduce as quickly and our bodies go drier. Think of yourself as a rose that's in full bloom. That's where you're at. You want to keep that bloom as long as you possibly can. So I want to ask you, how does your garden grow? Have you lovingly tended to your garden? 40s. Flashing and fleeting, middle age crisis. Has anyone defined middle age? Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said, and I quote, "The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go." Are you a visionary? Do you want to be, where do you want to be in 5 to 10 years? Have your dreams been fulfilled? 50s, fabulous and flirty. Hey, you're a survivor. You've made it to the halfway mark. You're a half a century old. But wait a minute. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Ah, 60s. Sexy and sizzling. America devalues age more than any other nation in the world. America has played the youth card long enough. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. And then my story. Mark Twain, and I'm going to repeat it, said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Ah, are you in your 70s? Simply sensational. Thank you, research scientists, doctors, alternative and complementary methods, for your dedication to helping us enjoy the best of the rest of our lives. 80s, enduring and enchanting, bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to the forefront. Ah, what stories. You could tell I have one. But unfortunately, darlings, our time is out and over with. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.